Activision Blizzard shares are getting rocked after delaying a few key gaming titles. The stock is the fourth trending ticker right now on the Yahoo Finance platform. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley has the details on Activision. Dan, this is ugly. Ugly, ugly session on tap for Activision.
Yeah, what happened was yesterday they missed on Q4 expectations. So Wall Street was calling, or the company called for revenue of $2.78 billion in Q4, but Wall Street was looking for $2.95 billion. And then earnings per share, they were looking at $1.39, but Activision is pointing to $1.29. So a miss on both of those. Q3 was basically in line. They had $1.88 billion in revenue. They had above what expectations were for earnings per share, but it's that Q4 outlook, especially in the all-important holiday season, that's the issue. And then on top of that, they announced that they're going to delay two of their major upcoming games from the Blizzard side of things. That's Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4. Now, Overwatch, a massive game for Blizzard. It has a huge esports element to it, and Diablo is a major franchise that has fans all over the world. And the fact that they may be delaying them till 2023 instead of 2022 is a big deal. And part of that has to do with the fact that some of the leads for those for the Blizzard side of things, and those games in particular, left the company or were exited because of the scandal that has been rocking it, the sexual harassment, gender discrimination, racial discrimination issues that have been going on there. So it appears to be actually hurting the company in the long run. That said, game companies usually do delay titles. That's not something to be unexpected. And for a lot of times, it's for good reason. Some of the developers just don't have time to get the features that they want added. And then they don't want to release a game like Overwatch 2 or Diablo that's subpar. They need to come out and have it be top notch. And if it comes out poorly, it's received poorly, then it's going to hurt the company even worse. So it's probably smarter than not for them to delay it. It is obviously a bummer. Investors are going to be disappointed. But I think really that the bigger issue here is that for the holiday season, they're missing those expectations.
Dan, what's the most important game in that Activision Blizzard portfolio? Is it still Call of Duty?
Oh, yeah, Call of Duty by a country mile. I mean, you know, Overwatch is a great game. A lot of people love it, you know, but it's not going to touch anything like Call of Duty. They're actually coming out with a new Call of Duty game on the 5th, so Friday, and that's going to be called Call of Duty Vanguard. That's going to update also the Warzone game that they have, where that's the kind of free-for-all style game where you're able to jump in with 150 people and play against them and see who wins. I've won myself several times, but that is going to get a big update. I think that's, you know, really where their bread is buttered still in terms of the company overall, is that Call of Duty franchise. Don't discount the Overwatches or the Diablos or the World of Warcraft, but it really is still Call of Duty, just kind of running the train.
Yeah, my avatar name in that game is the Saz, Dan, so please do look me up. Dan Halley, thanks so much. We'll check back with you later.